begin by finding some posture in which you can be as comfortable and relaxed as possible. You can sit in a chair. You could sit cross-legged on the floor. And you can lie down. Find any posture, whatever position supports you to be easeful, comfortable, and relaxed. Sometimes our bodies will not allow us to be comfortable no matter what position we are in. So just do the best you can. Once you have settled into your posture, bring your awareness to feel your body breathing. You don't have to direct your attention in any particular way. Just let yourself receive the experience, the feeling of your body breathing, staying relaxed, easeful, connecting with the experience of your breathing however you naturally feel it. This is not about making the breath be any particular way, but it's about connecting with the experience of breathing however it reveals itself to you, however you naturally feel it. So staying with that for a few breaths. And now, allowing your awareness to expand beyond the breath to include awareness of your whole body. You don't have to feel every place in your body. But this is opening, broadening, widening the lens of your awareness, opening up to a general sense of your whole body. You may be aware of some particular sensations, and that's fine. If you notice any areas of tension or tightness, or any places that are not at ease, see if you can relax those areas. If there's some pain or places in your body that won't easily relax, just do the best you can. And now, check in with the states of your heart and your mind. You may not notice a lot. There may not be a lot of strong feeling or emotion. Or there may be some very strong, very powerful, or difficult, challenging emotions or some kind of agitation in your mind. Just check in and notice however it is for you. Noticing not only what your experience is, but how you are relating to whatever is happening. If there is something difficult or challenging, see if you can let go around it. See if for these few minutes you can relax any areas of worry, stress, or agitation. Bring a sense of acceptance and letting be. Allowing to whatever's happening. If you're not able to let go of tension or struggle, then bring some acceptance to that place in you. And now, take a few moments to reflect that we all of us have a mix of wholesome and unwholesome motivations in our lives. We have all done things that have caused suffering, and we've all done things that have led to happiness, both for ourselves and for others. It's a mix for all of us. Just for now, let go of any feelings of remorse, self-criticism, regret or inadequacy. Let go of any of the ways that you can feel that somehow you are not okay or not complete. This is not about pretending these don't exist, but setting them aside for the next few minutes. Just do the best you can. Now, bring to mind your good, sincere intentions for how you want to live, act, for the kind of person you want to be. Reflect that you would not be doing a practice such as this if you didn't want to live in a way that is more wise and skillful, clear and awake, less reactive and more wisely responsive in any situation. Reflect that you want to live in a way that's more kind, loving, and compassionate, and to be a light in the world for the benefit of all beings. You may want to use your own words and fill in your own version of these kind of intentions. Find your own words, what works for you. But whatever words you use, some version of these wholesome good qualities are of deep importance to you. Reflect that you have an aspiration or intention, that you want to live in a way that creates less suffering and more well-being for others and yourself. Even if you tend to be self-critical, or if you have trouble finding the good in yourself, notice that these intentions or some version of them are true for you. That is a place of real goodness in you. No matter what you have done or how you feel about yourself, some version of similar intentions are true for you. They are a part of you. Let yourself feel the goodness of your intentions. An intention, a wish, or desire to create less suffering and more happiness and well-being for yourself and others is good. It's wholesome. It's beautiful. Let that goodness suffuse you. Really let yourself feel it. Let it soak through you. Let it gladden your mind. If you notice negativity or your mind starting to invalidate this goodness in you, you can let that be there. But notice, if that happens, that your aspirations and intentions for living wisely are still true at the same time. It doesn't take away the goodness in you. We can judge ourselves by how well or poorly we think we're doing, how we judge ourselves to show up in any given situation. We can judge ourselves so harshly. And in those times, we can think that is the whole story, forgetting that we are a mix. We are all a mix of wholesome and unwholesome. Your worst self-judgments are never the whole story. Even for the times when you acted unskillfully, your intentions were still true. Your deepest, highest intentions were still true. You may have lost connection with them in those moments, but the higher good in you is always true. They just got lost for that moment because the power or energy of the situation was perhaps stronger than your mindful presence. Until your mind is completely liberated, you will have places of potential reactivity. Places where your heart may close off. This is the human condition we are all part of. now, keeping in touch with this place of goodness in you, bring to mind some way in which you suffer. Perhaps you suffer around some physical pain or illness. Perhaps you remember something for which you have regret or remorse. Some way you acted that caused pain or suffering for yourself or for others. Or perhaps your suffering is not around some particular incident, but you have a strong self-critical inner voice. Maybe your sense of self-criticism or doubt is not about something in particular you did. It's just a sense that there is something wrong with you. You can let yourself feel all of this, the suffering, the regret, the remorse, the sense of unworthiness, however it is for you. But see if, right along with that, letting that be there, if you can also hold yourself with some kindness, knowing that everyone has their joys and their sorrows. You, just like everyone else, have your own unique suffering. If someone you cared about deeply was suffering in some way, maybe due to something they did, or from illness, or depression, or anxiety, how would you view them? How would you treat them? Would you be hard on them, verbally beating them up and telling them how bad they are? No, you would wish the best for them. You would feel pain for their suffering. If you could, you would put your arm around that friend and try to ease their pain. Feel what it's like to hold yourself just as you would a good friend in that same way, while keeping in mind, acknowledging whatever you did, any feelings you have around it, regrets, whatever it is that keeps you from being kind and caring to yourself. See if you can bring that same loving attitude toward yourself. What does it feel like to keep both in mind, to let the difficulty, the challenges be there, and that the feeling as if you're putting your arm around yourself just as you would with a good friend? A sense of holding yourself with kindness and care. Sometimes we don't think we are deserving of happiness. Regardless of your story, regardless of what you have done, regardless of whether you have been kind to yourself or harsh, or kind to others or harsh, reflect that most fundamentally you wish to be free of suffering. Your actions are determined by your conditioned mental patterns, and that's what you're working on. That's what we are all working on. Until you are fully liberated, by definition, you have places of greed, hatred, and delusion. You're not doing anything wrong. This is what it means to be a human being. We all will have times when we act in alignment with our deepest, highest intentions. And we will all have times when we act out of fear or reactivity in some way disconnected from our highest, deepest intentions. This is just what it is to be a human being. this is the path you are on. You are aiming yourself towards actualizing, towards bringing to life more fully your highest aspirations and intentions, so that they are more awake, more alive for you more of the time. Let yourself feel the goodness of that. If you are going to judge yourself, the most accurate measure is not by how well or poorly, good or bad, you judge yourself to be or show up in any particular situation. What is more fundamentally true about you, a more accurate measure, is your deepest intentions. Your intentions and aspirations speak to what is most deeply real and true about you. Even if your actions are not perfect, know that you can always connect and reconnect with your good intentions. You can feel the goodness of them. Staying connected with your intentions daily will be an ally. It will serve as a support to help you through all the challenges of life. Now, if you are not already doing so, connect again with the experience of your body in whatever way you're naturally aware of it, however you naturally feel it. With the experience of your breathing. To end this session, spend as much time as you wish sitting quietly, feeling your body breathing, resting in the goodness of your sincere heart.